1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Montrose County Commissioners making their opposition to the proposed Dolores River Canyon National Monument official, passing a formal resolution against the proposal. Commissioner Keith Caddy tells the Montrose Press they're supporting the West End and their wishes not to have a national monument. Visits to the Colorado National Monument are climbing after a post-pandemic slump. The National Park Service says 486,000 people visited the monument last year, about 6,000 more than the year before. Daily Sentinel says visitation hit nearly 500,000 in 2021. A suspect is under arrest in a hit-and-run crash in Eagle County in which a 43-year-old bicyclist was killed in January. His body was found 2 days after the wreck on the side of Highway 6 near Edwards. 24-year-old Sydney Whitmarsh arrested yesterday in Arkansas. CDOT is warning about possible snowslides on Berthoud Pass. Warm temperatures and heavy snow from last week's storm creating conditions for small bank slides. Two slides reported Wednesday but didn't involve any vehicles. CDOT says it has crews positioned on the west side of the pass to quickly respond if any slides occur. Aspen-Pitkin County Airport wants to expand its runways to accommodate bigger planes. Not everyone is on board, though. A group called Citizens Against Bigger Planes tells the Aspen Daily News it supports a new terminal and other airport improvements, but not proposed runway widening and other runway work. The group says recent polling data shows more than half of county voters oppose the plan, and they want to take it to a vote. A 3D architectural rendering studio is moving to Fruita from Belgium. Tandem Studio, now working out of Farm, the Fruita Arts and Recreation Marketplace in Fruita. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.